The MP3 History, From an Idea to a Worldwide Cultural Phenomenon.
Another very nasty piece of music we came across when developing MP3 was the infamous Susan Vega piece. It was a cappella version of Tom's Diner. And what happens is that the lady is singing right in the middle between the loudspeakers, and there's a little bit of additional ambience, but that's all that's in the piece.
I am sitting in the morning at the diner on the corner.
What happened in the beginning was that, yes, the decoded sound would sound like her singing, but in addition, in headphone playback, it would be such that as if two persons would be scratching at your left and right ear, respectively. And, well, it took us quite a while to understand what was going on, that it was about the correlation of the useful music signal and the noise signals. And fortunately, it turned out that this piece of music then, much later, became one of the most easy-to-code pieces of music once we had introduced or incorporated MS stereo coding into the decoder. That was a technique that was for coding initially proposed by Jim Johnston. So that was very worthwhile.